Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Thank you. Love you guys.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate your humor.
Hot Radio Maine.
You guys have an awesome radio show.
Maine's hit music show.
Do you use bar soap or...
Oh my God, I'm finally doing this? I saw this on Twitter and it just had me amazed. I want to know, do you use bar soap or body wash and why?
You know what? I just use what I've always been using, but I feel like I could use something better. So this morning, I'm definitely open to recommendations. I just use the Old Spice body wash. And it's just because there's so much. I feel like the market's saturated with so many options and my head starts to get dizzy if I was to read, like, what's the best body wash for my skin type? I kind of went through that when I was trying to figure out like a skincare routine. I was like, I can't handle this. There's so many options. I don't know. So I just stick with what I've been doing since high school, which is Old Spice body wash, which I know is not probably the best option for me.
I just feel like it says so much about a person. Like the first time you shower at their house and you're like, wait, you use bar soap? Like that explains a lot. Or vice versa.
I do enjoy going to different people's houses and showering.
And using all their stuff
because it's like different products and it's like samples. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're like, oh, let me see how this body wash smells. Like, oh, okay, cool. I won't use somebody's bar soap though.
No, that's gross.
That's disgusting.
Right? Like that's gross. You need a fresh one.
Are you bar soap or body wash?
I am body wash almost every single day of the year. But when I travel, since bar soap doesn't have to, it's not a liquid, I can just throw it in my suitcase.
Got it.
And that's like the only time I use bar soap is to just get more stuff in my liquid bag.
All right.
Because it would just take up too much space.
So let's take an official Hot Radio Maine poll. Bar soap or body wash? What do you go with? 207-807-1104. I'm going to say most people are going to say body wash.
Well, you know what I started doing recently within the last year is I got like random bar soaps for Christmas that I wasn't going to use on my body. So I've replaced the hand soap in the bathroom with bar soap. And people think that's disgusting when they come over and they have to wash their hands. They're like, bar soap in the bathroom?
The bar soap in my family's bathroom is always...
Is it decoration?
Off limits. And I've learned that the hard way. Like, who messed with my seashell bar soap? It's decoration soap. It's not real soap.
It doesn't dry your hands out, but people think it's nasty.
You're not supposed to do it. So 207-807-1104, bar soap or body wash. And if you got a better suggestion of body wash for me than Old Spice.
I'm sure there is one.
Telling you, I just don't know any better. I'm not standing by it. I'm not saying that's the best. It's just a creature of habit. I just go and get the same thing and I know it works. So Heather from Biddeford, are you a bar soap gal or a body wash gal?
Well, I'm going to surprise you. I'm actually both.
What?
Like when I put the shampoo in, I use the bar soap.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I rinse out that and put my conditioner in, I use the body wash from Bath and Body Works.
Oh my God. I bet you're...
So it's a little too fresh.
I bet your bathroom smells amazing after you shower because that's so much product.
I bet you smell amazing after you shower.
Yeah, true.
All right, so you're both. You're by soap. All right, we'll count it. And I don't know where we're going to have to put that. We're going to have a third column for our poll.
I guess so.
That feels like a lot of product for your skin. I don't know if that's healthy.
Well, when you use conditioner, it does get all over your body. You have to wash it off, so I get it.
Hi, Radio Maine. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Anna. I'm actually currently in New Hampshire right now.
All right. Anna in, what is it, the Granite State?
Yeah, the Granite State.
Bar soap or body wash?
So I feel like I'm going to be the only one, but I'm deaf of bar soap, girly. I think that's like just how I grew up. I don't know.
I'm going to guess that you go with the classic Dove.
Oh, hell yes. The sensitive skin.
How did I know?
Yes.
I guess if you're going to go bar soap, that's the way to go, right? Like,
yeah,
that's Dove. The brand name in bar soap.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We'll put you down in the bar soap column, and thanks for answering our poll.
Also, for you, I was thinking, have you heard of the Native brand?
I have.
The Native brand?
Target.
You can find it at Target, and the smells are so good, and it's, like, all natural ingredients.
All right. Sometimes that all natural stuff, I feel like, is a hoax and doesn't work as well. Like
100%, but there's this gummy bear scent, and it's so freaking good.
That sounds like it would smell good.
Imagine I come in here, and you're going to be like, why does it smell like gummy bears in here? It's my new body wash. Yeah, I feel like especially when it comes to deodorant, when it's like all natural deodorant, like that definitely doesn't work as well.
No.
Okay, yeah. No.
But you swear by the Native body wash? Do you know people that use it?
100%.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll check it out. Thank you for the recommendation. And keep listening. We got some Impractical Jokers tickets coming up, so we'll let you know what to do for those in a few minutes, all right?
Awesome. Thanks so much.
We got one for both. We got one for soap. And then on the text, it's unanimous. Body wash, body wash, body wash only.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, this person says bars of soap. All right, so there's one on the text for bars of soap. They said Dr. Squatch, to be specific. I've seen, it's like the Rugged Man soap, the Pine Tar, the Fresh Falls, the Bay Rum.
Oh, yeah.
Like those bars. It looks like it's like a
looks like you would
brick
find
of mud.
In a Maine little trinket store.
Yeah. Well, those are the results of the official Hot Radio Maine body washer soap poll. Are you happy we finally put it together?
Yes. And I feel like it is true that not as many people use bar soap. So when they do, it's like, something about them. Right? Or no?
Yeah. I mean, literally, I'm looking at this Pine Tar bar soap from Squatch. That's a rough, rugged guy right there that's using that. So that says something about them, right?
Yeah, and it just looks ugly. Like, that one looks the least sellable.
I saw the Wildest Dove commercial the other night.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
It's the one where they're doing the sign language.
Yeah, I saw that last night, actually, and I wasn't watching the TV, and I thought, I was like, what, the sound went out, and then I looked up at the TV, and I was like, this is a really nice ad.
So here's my thing. I understand the sentiment of the ad, but they're selling Dove soap.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
they're
when there's
pulling
like,
at your heartstrings.
It's like when there's like a truck ad, and then they're like, happy MLK Day at the end, or something like that, and they use like quotes from Martin Luther King Jr. Like, they're using it to sell a product. It felt,
yeah.
I didn't know how to feel after the ad. It made me think about it for a while, and I still don't know how to feel. Like,
I thought they were definitely pushing it, pushing the limits, but it was nice and well-received, and it's true, because if you're signing all the time, you don't want your hands to be dry and cracking.
Which did bring an awareness to that, and I thought about, you know, for us that don't sign, same thing when it comes to like a dry mouth and you're talking and that drives you crazy. So there is a little relation there. And I'm like, I never thought about that with the dry hands. But then they're trying to sell you soap.
Like, buy this soap now.
They just know how to pull at your heartstrings.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
A Waterville teen, Xavier Pelkey, has agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists. FBI agents found 3 homemade explosive devices in his bedroom and a hand-painted ISIS flag hanging on his wall. Pelkey is accused of plotting to attack a mosque in Chicago in the name of ISIS.
That is scary.
He's here living in an apartment in Waterville. 2 robbery suspects were taken to the hospital with severe injuries by Life Flight after crashing their car during a police chase in Jay. Chase started when investigators responded to a robbery at the Label Shopper in Jay Plaza. And getaway chase, and they crashed at the intersection. The driver is facing life-threatening injuries. I had to look up what a Label Shopper was. I've never heard of that before.
Of
I thought it was like the local market. Label Shopper apparently looks like a
TJ Maxx?
I wouldn't say TJ Maxx, maybe like a Burlington Coat Factory.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
This is just, it's terrible that they even stole in the first place, but now they're in the hospital with life-threatening injuries, and if they recover, they're going to have to do all this community service and pay all these fees and maybe go to jail.
Yeah, so the local police are investigating the robbery. The Maine State Police are investigating the crash. It's a lot. For the first time, an opioid drug treatment will be available without a prescription. The FDA has approved over-the-counter Narcan. So between July 2021 and July 2022, more than 2,000 people were revived by Naloxone in Maine. That's the, I guess, drug that's in Narcan. Narcan's the brand name. Hopefully making it more available will save more lives. I've seen somebody come back with Narcan and it's wild.
Yeah, it just sounds so scary, but it literally will save your life.
I was at a concert and the concert vibe was like upbeat and, you know, people were ready for it. It was before the doors even opened. There was a line of people waiting for the ticket booth to open and they had been camped out waiting to get some last minute tickets. That's your father's trick you were telling me about. When they say the show's sold out, just show up and camp out there and you can get tickets day of sometimes because they release them. So there's people that were doing that. And there was a girl that was lying down. And when the line eventually moved, when the window opened, she didn't move with the line. And everyone's like, oh my God, she's out. I thought she was dead for sure.
That's so scary.
I'm like, oh my God, she hasn't moved for a while. I thought she was sleeping. She's out. And they had a public safety officer come there. Somebody had Narcan on them, revived her. And the fact that she was like up and about and aware by the time the ambulance came to take her was just wild to see. So hopefully with this being over the counter,
save a lot of lives.
Save some more lives. Maine school districts are set to receive $42 million more than expected in state aid due to a calculation error.
What? Like, oopsies.
Oopsies. We tallied something up wrong, and you're actually going to get more money. So Portland's going to receive $3.6 million more than expected, and Lewiston and Bangor are going to see an increase of nearly $900,000. Today, very important day. Today is a day that signifies, in my mind, the end of winter.
Hey. Me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't care if I never get back. Let me root
for the Red Sox.
If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3
strikes,
you're out at the old ball game.
It's opening day.
That is the oldest sounding thing I have ever heard in my life.
We got to get an updated sound clip of Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
And why did people used to talk like that? Like, what happened? What's it called? Like, transatlantic accent?
See here. The old-timey talk.
Exactly.
Take me out to the game. Get your penis and Cracker Jacks here.
Like, what happened to us? Now I sound like, yeah, so, like, literally the other day. And what would I have sounded like back then?
I don't know. You do your own impression of yourself back then.
I don't know.
So today's opening day for Major League Baseball. This year, MLB has adopted a pitch clock to speed up the game, bigger bases to encourage more steals, and the infield shift has been banished. The Red Sox take on the Orioles at Fenway Park with first pitch set for 2:10 p.m. this afternoon. The pitch clock is something we've seen here at Hadlock. They tested it out in the minor leagues, and the preseason games so far for Major League Baseball, they say that on average it shaves 26 minutes off of each game.
Thank God, because
I knew you were going to be a fan of that.
I'm struggling towards the end. I'm like, how many more innings are left? Like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, so it's going to go by a little bit faster. Also, I think that, like, for me that has, like, undiagnosed ADD, I'll say, like, the watching the pitcher go through his motions, I get distracted, and sometimes I'll look down at my phone and then I'll miss something. But now, because there's the pitch clock, the action's going to be moving a little bit faster, less of a chance for me to get distracted, more opportunity for me to pay attention to the...
I never pay attention at those games. Like, my eyes are looking at the field, but they're not looking at anything. You know what I mean?
I actually do kind of know what you're saying.
Because it's just, like, kind of far away. And I don't know. The only time I pay attention is when there's, like, a pop fly coming towards me. But I'll literally just stare at the grass for hours, and I don't know what's happening. I'm just eating a hot dog, having a beer.
Yeah, I was going to say, in your head, you're like, time to get an ice cream.
Literally. I could go for some popcorn.
I wonder if they have the helmets with the ice cream in it.
Also, I think that in like the 30s or 40s, I would sound like Dorothy. You know, she's like, honey, oh my God, Toto.
Okay.
What do you think that you would sound like?
I think I would sound like...
Three balls and a strike.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Why is that the clip we have? I don't know. Did I do the sponsor?
No.
Five things you need to know.
In a transatlantic accent.
I wish I was better at accents. See here? Five things you need to know is made hot by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Injured in an accident? Call Joe today for a free case evaluation. 207-CALL-JOE. We're online at joebornstein.com.
You sound like a detective, and you would have a tobacco pipe, and you would puff on it.
See here, Kappa. All right. That's five things you need to know. It's been a pleasure.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Tory Lanez has appealed the guilty verdict in his Megan Thee Stallion shooting trial. Lanez attorney Jose Baez filed a motion accusing the prosecution of using a photo of Tory's chest tattoo of a gun to lead the jury into thinking he likes guns. I don't like guns.
Why would you get a tattoo?
I just got one tattooed on me. The appeal also says there were threats to use Lane's lyrics against him. Baez most notably represented Casey Anthony in her trial over the killing of her daughter and Aaron Hernandez in the murder of Odin Lloyd. How to say you're guilty without saying you're guilty? Get the guy who defended those two people. Yeah, so we're here talking about Tory Lanez again. He is appealing. I guess I would. I'm like, just let it rest. Just let it rest. But he's trying to get out of jail, right?
He doesn't want to go.
Jeremy Renner is opening up with Diane Sawyer in his first interview post horrific snowplow accident, and he said he would do it all again.
You remember the pain?
Oh, all of it. Yeah, I was awake through every moment. I'd do it again.
You'd do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again. Because it's going right at my nephew.
Do you dream of doing those stunts again?
I've lost a lot of flesh and bone in this experience, but I've been refueled and refilled with love and titanium.
What a wild interview experience. I've never, we pretty much do lighthearted interviews over here, but imagine having to say to somebody, Tara, do you remember the pain?
No, that's like too invasive. I don't know.
It's a wild.
And they also made it sound like a Disney movie. They made it sound like a Marvel movie trailer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a trailer for the interview. The interview is going to come out April 6th on ABC at 10:09 Central if you're traveling and you're going to be in the Central time zone. I figure that's important information that we should mention here in Maine. If you're not familiar with the story, the plow was heading straight for Jeremy Renner's nephew when he...
A snow plow.
Yeah, jumped to try to stop it. And his nephew thought he was dead. He ended up calling 911.
Someone's been run over by a snowcat. Hurry. He's been crushed.
There's a lot of blood over here. He is in rough shape. Keep breathing, man. Keep fighting. Hang in there, brother.
This is the sound of someone that was dying.
That's the actual 911 call, by the way.
That makes me feel queasy. Also, like, how was that guy so chill? I would have been like,
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What? Hang yeah. in there, man.
Brutal injuries. Diane Sawyer said, do you remember the pain? Were you awake during the pain? And then listed off all of the injuries that Jeremy Renner sustained.
8 ribs broken in 14 places.
Yeah.
Right knee, right ankle broken, left leg tibia broken, the left ankle broken, right clavicle broken, right shoulder broken, face eye socket, the jaw, the mandible broken, lung collapsed, pierced from the rib bone, your liver.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds terrifying.
Yeah. And then, like, what's my body look like? Am I just going to be like a spine and a brain, like a science experiment?
I literally cannot believe he's alive.
She goes, sounds terrifying.
Yeah, you think?
Renner shared a video of himself walking on an assisted treadmill earlier this week. So progress is slow, but he's making progress to recovery. The interview is set to air on April 6th on ABC. A little Scandoval update. Raquel's restraining order against Sheena has been dismissed. Sheena says they will never be friends again. Sheena's lawyer says Raquel filed a false police report, a false medical report, and a frivolous petition for a restraining order. Sheena didn't punch Raquel. Raquel didn't get a black eye. Sheena pushed Raquel, but only after Raquel grabbed her wrist and Raquel did not suffer a concussion. He said this was all a waste of time of the courts. And Raquel stands by her initial statement, but since she was a no-show in court, the restraining order was dismissed.
Which I didn't really understand you could do and not get in trouble for. Like, you could just not show up and they're like, all right, case dismissed. You don't call and cancel your appointment.
Well, we knew she was going to not follow up on the restraining order because the news came out when they were doing the taping of the reunion for Vanderpump Rules. She said she wasn't going to move forward with the restraining order.
And the only reason why she wanted it is to try and get out of the reunion. And that didn't work.
Well, maybe not showing up is a way to say, I don't have to admit that what I said was a lie. I can stand by my statement and it still gets dismissed. So
maybe
that was a little loophole that she figured out, I guess.
She didn't figure it out. Her team did.
You don't think she's smart enough to figure it out?
Well, actually, I don't know these days with her. I do not know what to think or expect.
She's sneaky smart.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaky smart. Last night episode, not too much drama on it.
It was pretty boring.
Pretty mellow.
Nothing really happened.
Ariana did yell at James.
Which was kind of cool to see.
Maura finds it disturbing that I laugh at everything James does. She's like, I don't understand why.
Okay, that he was being hilarious. That episode, I was dying laughing. It's because what he says is so shocking. And then you're like, if that was someone I actually knew, I'd be humiliated.
If he was
saying
know.
That stuff in public, she's I'd be like, so embarrassed.
What does it say about you that Jax, Sandoval, Spencer Pratt, all of these are, not Sandoval, Jax, James Kennedy, Spencer Pratt, like these are like your favorite TV icons. And I'm like, I don't know. They make me laugh. They're what you need in a reality show.
Very true.
It's great. I could go on and talk about...
Do you think Katie was in the wrong, by the way, for taking up the hotel room?
Yes, 100%.
I do too. I think that anyone with a heart would have been like, okay, you can Venmo me the $1,000 and I'll book a different room.
Exactly. I do think she was
just
wrong.
Just wondering.
I do think she was wrong in that aspect. I respect the move though, but I do think she was wrong.
It was stubborn.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say about Vanderpump Rules, but it's probably a good thing because I could talk about it forever. So that is your Dirty on 30 Made How to Maine by Ripple Wellness, a grassroots cannabis company curating a menu of world-class products for the everyday consumer. Find them in Saco and Biddeford for a friendly, authentic experience and a warm, welcoming space.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
We have Impractical Jokers tickets. Earlier this week, I said, Tara asked me, when is it okay to date after a breakup? and made it sound like she was literally asking me that, but we were just coming up with ideas to talk about. This stemmed from Tom Brady getting back out there in the dating pool.
Which I think sounds horrifying. I don't know. You had a whole life with someone. I don't know.
207-807-1104. When is it okay to date again after a breakup?
Yeah, like how soon do you start dating again after a breakup? Like, is there a rule? What do you do? What do you follow?
You go first.
It's
a loaded question.
I've only been through like a couple of big breakups in my life. And afterwards, I was like, I need time. I need space. I need to find myself before I let anyone else in again. Like, I need to love myself first and put myself first and experience being alone. And then I usually would end up like in another relationship, maybe like 6 months or less later, but not like serious relationships. My last big breakup, by like 9 months, I was in a serious relationship with Tucker again. He had gotten out of like a 2-year relationship only like 2.5 months before that. So I spent a lot of time casually dating and being alone. And then he was like right back into a serious relationship. And I just think that that's, you know, a man's brain.
So for
they
you,
don't think about that.
For you, when is it okay to get back out there?
Like a few months.
A few months?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I'll talk to people, but I'm like, I'm just not ready to kiss someone again. I'm just not there yet.
A few months sounds like a long time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. That's what he thought. Because he was like, a few months, I could get into another serious relationship again. And a few months, I'm like, I'm scared to kiss.
207-807-1104. Choose a text. Give us a call.
I say 3 months.
Tara's answer is 3 months. I say once you see the other person doing it, then it's fair
game. That's not healthy. That's like you're not making a choice for yourself. You're trying to compete. And how do you see that? You haven't blocked him on everything?
Or you hear about it.
True. If you're in Maine, you're going to hear about it.
You're going to hear about it. I had a breakup where one of my friends who's not on social media whatsoever, but like uses his wife's social media to creep on all of us and
well,
everybody
that's a weird
he knows.
People.
Yeah. So he's not on social media. He hits me up and he says, hey, didn't know about the breakup, but saw that she was in a relationship with somebody else on Facebook. I was like, hey, what happened? And that's how I knew that
they were
out there again.
He broke the news to you and he doesn't even have his own Facebook account.
No.
That's pretty crazy.
And he called me. I was like, I gotta go, man. I gotta go.
Wow. You're like, I gotta get back out there.
I got some loose ends I gotta tie up and I gotta get it back out there. I gotta figure out which picture goes on my Tinder profile. Is that what the kids are using these days?
No, they use Hinge.
No, I know, but that was at that time when that happened. Like, I gotta figure this out, man. I gotta go. I'll call you back later. And then we laugh about it to this day. I'm like, who would have thought that the one person...
That is really crazy.
That the one person who's not on social media in my life is the one who alerts me of something that gets posted on social media.
Yeah.
He's like, my bad, bro. I thought you knew.
Whoopsies.
Kim from Garland, when is it okay to start dating after a breakup?
Well, I'm broken up with... Year. But if I'm the one that broke it up, I'm probably going to be dating within a month.
Well, they do say that most women check out mentally like 6 months before they end up actually pulling the plug. So by the time you're out of it, you're like, let's go.
That makes a lot of sense. All right. So it depends on who's doing the breaking up. I got you. We'll put you in the running for the Impractical Jokers tickets. And we got a few minutes and we're going to call back our winner. So you might get a call right back from us. All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's a good point there. I didn't really think of that. It does depend on like your...
Who broke up with who?
Your mentality, where you are, what space you're in. And that's directly affected with who broke up with who.
Right.
Chris in Waterville. Tell us, when is it okay to get back out there and start dating after a breakup?
Like immediately, dude. Like just get out there and do it. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the relationship, but like if you don't got any problems with it, just go for it. I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen?
So you fall off,
say no.
You fall off the horse, you just get back on, just a different horse.
You got it. Mm-hmm. You just got to keep going. Keeping on, man.
Now, if you're dating new people right after a breakup, are you still that guy that's secretly hitting up his ex, even though he's dating someone else?
I have done that before, yeah, but not all the time. It just depends on the relationship, right?
But yeah.
I mean, I think everybody's been guilty of that, don't you think?
Yeah, if you start dating when it's too soon, yeah. But if you're like completely moved on, I don't think you would reach out.
I think it's really weird if somebody's been together with somebody for a long time, and then like out of the blue, they'll just hit you up. Oh, your kids look great. Like, what are you doing? You missed your chance.
Get out of here.
But that happens, though.
Oh, my God. It literally happens all the time.
All the time. Well, we appreciate the honesty in saying, like, yeah, I do that. So thanks for that.
All right, man. Thanks, guys. I'll listen to you. Talk to you soon, maybe. I'll call back.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Have a good one. Thanks for listening.
Later, guys.
Somebody on the text agrees with me. They said, damn it, Ryan took the words out of my mouth. Got to show him you can do better.
Oh, please.
I think I did better. Here's another person. People are agreeing with me on the text. I don't know if it's a healthy thing, but people do agree with me. Yes, 100%. When you see the other person, you see them with someone else. I agree.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When you see them with somebody else.
It just doesn't feel as genuine. It feels like competition.
I think it's not necessarily the competition for me, but it's just kind of that mind block that's like, okay, time to let go.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Dawn from Holland. Is this Dawn that always checks in on the Facebook?
No.
Okay.
No, that Dawn's from New Hampshire.
We appreciate Dawn calling. Dawn from Dawn from Hollis, when is it okay to start dating somebody again?
Honestly, my therapist said the best way to get over a man is to get under another. So for some people, I guess it's immediate, but it really depends on your emotional state, I think.
Your therapist told you that?
My therapist told me that about 5 years ago.
Well, wowee, I guess so. I don't know.
She's a sex positive therapist, Tara, all right?
I guess so.
Yeah, but there's been times where I've like thought I was ready and then I got with someone else and then the next day I'm crying all day because I'm like, it's not the same.
Yes, it's so true. I've been single for 10 years, so I'm still looking for that one.
Maybe it's time to switch to therapist.
Oh, man.
Actually, I did just switch my therapist. I want to tell you, I'm from Connecticut, so I'm used to getting really good music down there. You guys play the best music up here in Maine. Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate it.
I listen to you on my house at with Amazon there, and I listen in the car all day.
Oh, I love it.
That's awesome.
Shout out to our guy, Buck, over there in Connecticut. Do you know who he is? He's on the radio in the morning over there.
No.
Oh, all right. Well, anyways.
Well, now you have us.
Now you have us. So exactly. That's all that matters. Where are you staying in Maine now?
I'm in Hollis.
That's right.
3 months.
We've already covered this. Hollis.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now you're in Hollis. Would you like to go to a comedy show?
Can I say hell yeah on the radio?
Hell yeah, you
hell
can.
Yeah.
all right. We're going to hook you up. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see the Impractical Jokers April 27th. Congratulations.
She'll be
thrilled.
Woo.
Yay.
Perfect birthday gift right there.
Yes.
Ticket giveaway made out of Maine by Pins and Needles Tattoo and Piercing. Open 7 days. Put your tax check to good use and make your tattoo and piercing dreams come true. Pins and Needles on Facebook and on St. John Street in Portland. Coming up this afternoon, we also got another pair of tickets to the Impractical Jokers, 5 p.m. Congratulations, though. You're in there. You're going to take your daughter or you're going to give her both of the tickets? Okay, perfect. Yeah, mother-daughter outing at the Impractical Jokers. That's what I wanted to hear. Good. Nice.
Yeah.
Read you a couple more answers we got on the text. 6 months to a year, I think, depending. It took me about that long after my ex of 4 years not only left me for another woman, but knocked her up right away. These are my confessions.
Yeah, I guess I feel like it depends a lot if you got cheated on too, because that's so destructive.
I didn't think about this. She found out how far along the person was in the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And then that obviously tells her how long this person's been cheating on her for. Crazy stuff. A blessing in disguise. I guess that's a positive.
On Facebook, we have, if you're my ex, 20 minutes after I pack up and leave.
Ruthless.
I moved on as quickly as the ride home. Right away. 15 minutes. These are all guys, by the way, saying this.
Wow. Well, shout out to Robert. Here's the guy that has a different opinion on the text. He said, longer the relationship was, the more time you'll need to process that loss, whether you are the one to end it or not.
I've also noticed that even though it takes typically women longer to move on, the men that move on right away are the ones 6 months later when you have found yourself happy with a new guy. They're like, just give us another chance, because they finally grieve it. Like 6 months later, it finally kicks in.
Interesting observation.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Today is opening day for baseball. And we were talking about you at a baseball game zoning out and just staring at the grass until it's over. Not knowing exactly what's going on and thinking about hot dogs and all of that. Well, food is a big part of the baseball game, and nearly every team is kicking off 2023 with some new food menu items for their ballparks.
Ooh.
You want to hear some of the marquee items throughout the country?
Yes.
Texas Rangers are introducing a 2-foot-long burger topped with onion rings and chili. It's called the Boomstick Burger.
Jeez.
In Miami, the Marlins have a 34-inch Cubano Gigante, a huge sandwich that features sliced ham, roasted pork, Swiss cheese, pickles, mustard, and a secret sauce.
Mm.
I'm on board for that, though. I always get the Cubano. Louis Tion, I think, has a Cubano stand outside of Fenway Park. What else do we have in the league? Oh, the Yankees. Boo. The Yankees will honor Aaron Judge again, and they're selling the 99 burger, which comes with 8 ounces of Wagyu beef. There's a catch. The team says it's only going to sell 99 per game, though.
Oh.
The Chicago White Sox, they're rolling out a half-pound wiener called the Champagne of Dogs.
The Champagne of Dogs?
The Champagne of Dogs, a half-pound wiener. You want to see what's on the menu?
It better be an all-beef frank.
Want to see what's on the menu for Fenway Park, the new items we're going to get at Fenway Park this year?
Yes.
Avocado fries. They're going to be served with Green Goddess dressing, which I thought Green Goddess dressing was proprietary towards Panera Bread, because that's the only time I've ever seen Green Goddess dressing. But is it something you can get elsewhere?
I guess. So, I think I've seen it at the grocery store.
So we got avocado fries with the Green Goddess dressing. There's
Isn't that just fried avocados, right?
Fried avocados is literally the description. So yes. crab cake sandwich is going to be on the item as well. That's served with iceberg lettuce and a little tartar sauce on a potato roll. You're going to get the grande nachos now, Tostitos, and they're topped with beef nacho cheese, pico de gallo, sour cream, avocados from Mexico. They're really leaning into the avocado thing.
They don't want me there.
Oh, that's right. You can't enjoy any of that. You can get on board with this New England maple bacon burger. 5 ounce beef patty, maple bacon, caramelized onions, Vermont cheddar cheese served on a brioche bun. They're adding that. And then
yeah, I would eat that.
And then here's some of the new drinks that are going to be on the Fenway Park menu. They got a lavender lemon drop, and they have a spicy watermelon margarita. So spicy tequila, lime juice, fresh watermelon puree, and a salted rim. There you go for your watermelon margarita.
There you go.
Also, they're going to have self-dispensing popcorn machines with self-checkout capabilities.
Do we trust people? Really?
I think you have to like pay first, and then it like dispenses the machine. It's probably like...
It's going to be a mess over there.
It's like a vending machine for popcorn, I guess. I don't know. I mean, the new menu, there's some cool things on it, I guess. Like the maple bacon burger sounds cool, but we don't have anything like the Boomstick Burger that Texas is getting, or the Cubano Gigante. Yeah, you all right over there?
I wish that there was a giant hot dog.
You're thinking about the food?
Could you hear that? I think that was a little bubble in my throat.
Yeah, I thought it was like a burp.
That's embarrassing. No, she anyway, just needs some air.
Anyways, Red Sox play 2:10 p.m. First pitch, opening day. Go Red Sox. Root, root, root for the home team.
Take me out to the ball game.
Throwback Thursday, your final Throwback Thursday Quicks Mix. I'm starting with this.